The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
You know, we've talked about Craigslist on the show many times and how that they banned any kind of sex ads for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In an effort to stop trafficking, they cut all those dirty sections out of their website. Mm-hmm. Well, our listeners have caught on how people have been getting around that.
Oh, yeah.
But the newest trend is missed connections.
Okay.
They're using different wording to look for what they want in the missed connection section.
Yeah, like, and I missed.
Well, let's see, here's, okay, these all come out of the Boston area.
Okay.
This one, searching for BJ.
Hi. An old friend.
In the missed connection section of Framingham, searching for an old friend named BJ. If she's out there, please email me. I can bring you flowers, which we know means I'll pay you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Hope to hear from you. If you can help me add your lucky number in the subject line, which means how much, is that what she, that what that means? Your
probably
lucky number would be how much you.
I think it'd be like, what's the BJ going to cost?
Yeah. Yep.
So there's no stopping it.
No, there's no stopping it. Here's another one. Straight needs wood drained in Fitchburg. Straight needs backup in wood drained. Email me, 6'2", 228 pounds, witty, charming, intelligent, awesome, modest, clean, DDF. Down
to
no,
it's
no.
D-T?
It's D slash F.
D slash.
You'd have to look it up. I don't know what DD.
We have to uncode
drug
this
and
thing.
Disease free.
Oh, there you go.
Ah,
drug and
good
disease free.
That is good to know. That is
drug and disease
free. That's important to look for.
Yep. And here's one more. Looking for wood. I'm looking for some hardwood tonight. If you have some, let me know. I'll come over and get it. I need some bad.
I should call them and be like, I got a whole pile in the backyard.
Yeah.
I'll even help you haul it. Let's go. Let's put it in your truck. It needs junk out of my backyard.
We haven't looked in the missed connections for a while, but I wonder if the same thing's happening around here. Like the, I see you. Caught your eye on the highway. Cute older gent admire.
Here, it really does seem like they're just trying to
No, they're
to
literally
meet
just,
people.
They have missed connections. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just,
all,
it's lonely people
it's,
who
it's
saw
somebody
someone
in the
once.
Vertical blinds aisle at the store.
You, adorable, shorter hair, petite brown-eyed female, ask me about vertical blinds. Me, dark brown hair and eyes, willing to help, told you I think you're cute. And everyone needs help sometimes at the Home Depot.
Sir,
where was that one?
Oh, okay. I see where it was.
Yeah.
I see where it was. That's bold.
I hit your car.
I
hit your car July 10th. I apologize. You were really understanding. You seem like a really cool guy. When and if you messaged me back, tell me something only you and I would know, what I look like, time of day, or the car I drove.
Wouldn't it be something if we saw a woman in a fisherman's vest and a hat
looking kill a man.
For a man who was driving a certain type of vehicle,
a huge
this color.
Car the size of a boat. Real a-hole.
That would be crazy.
Yikes, that would be crazy. Haven't seen it yet. People that met at the Jimmy Buffett concert. Yeah, so people, at least around here, haven't caught on that that's how they can look for stuff sexually.
What about the Great Legs one?
I think it's just someone, he's like, you were here and you had great legs.
Yes, yeah. I met a very nice lady with the sexiest legs I've ever seen today. I could help to tell her so. I think I caught her by surprise. If she reads this and wants to chat, tell me what store we met in.
People are sad. This is real sad.
Here's the, like, imagine me, okay? I'm a chick. I've got some of the hottest legs you've ever seen in your life. Have I ever once had to go to Miss Connections to get a guy?
No.
Ever
way.
Once. I've got the hottest leg. People have to come up to me in a store and tell me how hot my legs are. I'm going on here. No, I'm not.
No.
No, no way you are.
Like, I can't even believe, and I know we've talked about it, and I know what's happened, but I can't even believe this ever works for anybody. And it has, like, three
I
or
think
four
it
times.
Has, yeah.
Yeah, we've had people that call in to say they've met someone through misconnections.
But I think a lot of times it's like the person doesn't see it.
Oh, could this be a sex one? You're interested in learning to shoot your pistol?
No.
No.
I was in a local gun shop.
You came in with questions about your pistol.
Yeah.
I thought that was totally sexual.
No.
You had purple hair and we saw each other in the parking lot. That's pretty vague.
Purple hair is something. But see, what ends up happening
to light a cigarette.
Is that I'm like, wait a second, I know a chick with purple hair that lives in that area and blah, blah, blah. And then I call her and I'm like, hey, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but I think someone's looking for you. Mm-hmm. And it's never the person themselves that see, it's someone else that's just looking at it laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I could never, let's just say I'm on here and I saw a post for Lisa.
Yeah,
I'm like oh, that's
blonde
be Lisa.
With long gloves.
I'm not going to tell her I was perusing the misconnection section.
Well, to me, it's just funny. Like, I'm not looking for anyone. I'm not, you know
blonde
what I mean?
Gloves.
Like,
gloves.
Yeah, what's there's, that a, about? There's a blonde with long gloves.
Blonde girl in white SUV at the park today. Missed you by a minute. Hope you see this. Blonde with long gloves.
What month was that?
22 days ago.
She's wearing long gloves. She's got some sort of skin disease or something.
Or she worked at a food truck in the park.
Blonde with skin disease. Contact me.
Sir, leave me alone. I'm just trying to grill you a hot dog.
Tall, gorgeous brunette. You walked into Potbelly's today with a group of coworkers. I was sitting inside when you walked in. Our eyes met for a quick moment.
Oh, that's all a guy needs. Don't look at a guy.
Don't look at a guy.
Don't even look at us, Lise.
Don't look in their eyes.
Hey, how you doing?
I
shouldn't have looked at me.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're going to see a misconnection tomorrow.
Yeah. I got to
blonde,
put mine
you looked at me in the radio studio.
He's sitting across from me. Our eyes.
I'm going to make James write it.
I'll write a gorgeous one for you.
I know you would.
Delta to Atlanta flight.
Oh, plain one. I'm a guy. You were a couple rows behind me with a couple other girls. We both kept looking. You were gorgeous. I couldn't say anything for obvious reasons.
Oh, no.
I do
obvious
think it's...
reasons.
She's like, oh, my God, this creeper is not... He won't stop looking at me. It's really creepy.
Girl cashier at 7-Eleven.
Don't you just go back to 7-Eleven?
Right.
That's what I would do.
Cashier, unless they
you
quit.
You want to get a drink sometime? Like, how could that not
work? Older lady walking past my house? You can't even walk past somebody's house.
Sorry, but you look good. With her grandson. You're good looking. I wouldn't mind talking, maybe hooking up. Like some old broad's going to come on Craigslist misconnection.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
It's all guys.
What's wrong with
these
people?
Looking for women.
You were in the Meyer bottle return.
Looking
your skirt fell off.
Oh, no.
That's you, Lisa.
No. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a looking for a younger girl who I saw at the bottle return. At the deli, at a grocery store, at the Dollar Tree.
A lot of grocery stores.
It's crazy when they know the person's name. Like, they work at a...
drugstores.
They work at a place, and they're like, hey...
cute woman in black Porsche? Yeah, she's not going to be looking on Craigslist.
Exactly.
Cute woman in black Porsche.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
she has
me?
No time for Craigslist.
Beautiful blonde... rock climber.
Rock climber?
Cute curly-haired guy in the shoe store.
It's all stores. Like Tim Hortons.
That's what I mean. Like they know, and sometimes they know the person's name because they work there and have like a name tag, you know?
It's amazing when people take the chance on this. But as you said, occasionally it works out.
Something about a golden retriever on there.
I saw that.
Did you see?
Scroll down.
I saw the city and knew you were safe.
Oh, okay. I don't see it now. Where'd it go?
It was there.
There it is. Oh,
yep,
okay. Yeah,
right there.
Lady at the extended stay with the golden retriever.
Oh, I'm definitely.
Well, we know that's Lisa. We know it's Lisa.
Yeah.
Extended stay. Lisa.
Yeah. Don't you just go up and start talking to someone rather than
I think what happens is a guy's like
cute dog.
We make some eye contact. You didn't mean it, but I'm for sure... I'm like, oh, yeah, she's into me. But then I'm like, I can't go over there. I'm not going to go over there. And then it just eats me up, and I have to get on here and do this. And you look like a psycho.
Look, caught your eye on the highway.
On the highway.
Yep.
I know this is a long shot, but I can't stop thinking about your smile. I was in a lime green Ford Fiesta.
Good luck, sir. Good luck to you, lime green Ford Fiesta.
Holy hell.
That guy wonders why he can never get laid.
Yeah.
It's your lime green Ford Fiesta, dude.
Lisa.
She was looking at you because she couldn't believe you were driving.
Because she
a
was
lime
laughing
green Ford
at
Fiesta.
Your car.
That's why she was smiling. Like,
the lime green
nice car. Part. Oh, my Lord, people. So they're not using it for sex here, they're just using it in desperation.
It's way more sad than you thought. Craziness.
What is the creeper that was at that one place that says you kept backing into me down about five? Kept backing into me at the pig thing.
Yeah, two more.
Right there.
It was the last act of the night, and you, female shorter than me, ponytail shorts on with your girlfriend, kept physically engaging me. I would have returned the favor, but I had a very difficult day. If you're interested,
so unfortunately, it's like a chick at a concert who's like creepy, having fun and accidentally bumped into a guy, and he's like, I would have rubbed myself on you, but I had a bad day.
I had a bad day, so I couldn't rub on you?
Oh, God, this chick.
Yeah.
I'm not into rubbing right now.
And knowing the town that that went down in, she probably wasn't interested anyway.
No. Well, he said with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could be platonic.
Right.
So one of my friends is like kind of was being stalked at her work. This guy that she doesn't know found out where she worked. We don't have any idea how, right?
Oh, no.
He just found her, but he like left her gifts at the front desk.
Uh-oh.
And can I go through the list of things that he left?
Yes, yes.
Okay. 1 peso.
Okay, that's hilarious in itself.
He's an exotic traveler.
He left her 1 peso.
Well, wait, we're going. 1 rosebud, a tiny seashell, a mini vase of flowers, a Frankenstein napkin, some weed.
Oh my God! What?
And left his phone number with no name.
What?
This guy's nuts, right?
I'd call him.
Of course you would. He left a Frankenstein napkin.
Frankenstein napkin and weed? Hey, this we can hang out.
This is what he looks like.
No!
A total stoner.
He kept sending her photos of himself like this.
Okay, so two options here. Either he's a psycho, he's a Buffalo Bill, or he's so high. He's so high.
He's so high.
Yeah, I'll give her a peso, man.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I got it. Like, I got it in prison, so hold on. What do I got lying around?
Wait.
Oh, my God. You know what's awesome? This is, like, I don't even know where this is from. It is awesome, though. It's different. It's like a coin, but it's different than ours, you know? I'll give her that. I got a rosebud somewhere around here somewhere. I got to get that. God, anyone got a tiny vase or anything?
He probably walked by something and stole that.
He probably left her all of his earthly belongings.
The Frankenstein napkin killed me.
What is the Frankenstein napkin?
To him, that means something. To him.
Is it like a kid's birthday party you were at?
Yeah,
you're like,
I
might as well.
So my friend thought, well, maybe this guy is the love of my life, and I just don't, you know, like, who knows? Let me find out who it is. So she texted him. I'm like, why did you text this
crazy my God.
Person? I'm like, he's not the love of your life. He left you a Frankenstein napkin and a peso.
It works.
It
every
works.
Time.
It works.
So every time. Well, he didn't get with her. Then he started sending her pictures.
Of
and
course.
Then she blocked him. No, she didn't block him. She just ignores him.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to go boating with her.
Don't go on the boat with that guy.
Yeah, no,
don't
seriously.
Go on the boat with him.
I'm going to boat. I got a rubber dinghy that just, I blew it up.
The pool raft.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave her weed.
At
her work.
So okay, now, did he leave all that at once or was it different
all
times?
All at once.
All at once. Just, like the weirdest gift basket of all time. That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, so these are the things I have.
All of his worldly possessions.
I'm gonna give her some. I'm not gonna give her all my weed. That would be crazy. Just a bit.
Just a nug.
Oh my God.
You can have that.
All of that. Here we go. Give her everything.
What a random list of items. I died. I'd laugh so hard. I was like, okay.
His photo is hilarious.
And he keeps sending photos like that, like he's like kissing her or whatever. Like, look at like the sexy stoner look.
Oh my God. It's not sexy.
It's a not. Seashell.
I'm a travel. I had it lying around.
Died.
What can I get her, man?
Oh, man.
I don't know what I have.
But it intrigued her so much. She reached out.
What are you thinking? Why are you doing that? This is not the love of your life, this guy.
No, I guess you never.
She's just curious.
You never know.
But she still can't figure out how he knows her, how he found her.
Yeah, like, so he doesn't know how that he ran into her at all. That's crazy.
Somewhere.
That's weird.
It's weird. Got her name, found out where she worked. Yeah.
As funny as it is, it's also a little scary.
It's a little scary. That's what I said. It is.
If I didn't think, there's no way I'm not a person to be afraid of, to be totally honest. I'm not really motivated to do anything crazy. I was crazy. I got motivated. And in fact, it might have even been his mom that dropped off the gift basket. We don't know.
No, it was him.
It was him.
Yeah, it was him.
We can't. Can you give this to the little lady?
I know we can't reach out to him, but it would be amazing just to talk to a guy like that to see what was going through your mind.
Oh, man.
Why the one peso? Why the one seashell?
The peso for sure, because it looks different.
Okay, but what did the Frankenstein napkin mean?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't, like,
yeah, she
I
can't,
have no
she
idea.
She can't talk to him because then he'll think I got a chance. But no, I'd love to know, too.
Because what?
I just want to know what this Frankenstein napkin even looks like. Is like Frankenstein's face on it?
I'll have her, and hopefully she has it, still have her take a photo of it.
To me, it seems like it would be like a white napkin with like a cartoon Frankenstein on it, or maybe the actual version of like Frankenstein from the movie.
See, I'm picturing like a kid's party napkin that's green.
Yeah.
And there's a cartoony face on it that looks like Frankenstein.
Could be that. It's the craziest collection of things I've ever heard in my life.
Like, if it's a kid version, maybe he's trying to say, hey, I'm cool with kids.
No,
the pesos,
it's kind of, I've traveled the world. I've been to Mexico. I got this seashell on a beach. I love a beach. I'm a fun-loving guy. Here's Frankenstein. And if you couldn't tell, here's a nug for your enjoyment.
The flowers will show he's romantic.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The vase is so you know how to take care of the flowers.
Yeah.
You know how to take care of a lady.
Yeah. Part of me loves it. Part of me is terrified. I'm conflicted.
I can't even imagine getting that kind of package.
Like,
what was she thinking?
Oh, she was blown away. She was scared. She kept trying to figure out who it was.
Oh.
Well, I found it very comical.
I do, too. I totally do.
Oh, you see, you messaged me back, finally. It worked. My knickknacks.
And she doesn't smoke weed, so I don't know. She's like, do I look like I smoke weed?
Just taking a shot in the dark. Yeah. If you're
you're rolling the dice.
If you're that high, if you look at him, he's so high.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listen to this Craigslist misconnection. I see you.
Mm-mm.
I always see you with different people, but mostly one. I see you at this place over the weekend. I walked over to you, but you rushed off. You weren't paying attention, but I do. I pay attention to everything that you do, that you did and may do. I know you like a book. I see your face is unhappy.
You're really sad.
I see your fake smile. I see you crying, wiping your tears. What happened to you, hun? I see you dye your hair blonde every time you're going through something emotional. Does he make you feel like you're not good enough or beautiful? Does he cheat on you?
Uh-oh.
I wish I was man enough and brave enough to talk to you and tell you that I would never hurt you. You would never have to dye your hair blonde because I'll take care of you emotionally. We're getting older. You're 37. I'm 40.
Oh, my.
This is so long.
God.
I'm afraid I freaking lost you forever. It's been 18 years since. Since what? I don't even think you recognize me on numerous occasions when I show up where you are.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
But then again, I know you. You see me, too. Why won't you just wave or smile or talk to me?
Oh, no, because you're crazy.
Is it because of your secret lover? I know you love him. He makes you cry, then kisses your face. He manipulates you, baby. You're better than him. I'm posting this because I can't say it to you. I'm sorry. I have no guts. I'm not even man enough for you. Maybe that's why you left. I will cherish our night under the stars when you showed me who you really are. Your soft, dark hair all around my face when you were kissing me.
Oh, my God.
Your sparkly green eyes shining in the moonlight.
Years ago.
My hands all over you. Oh, my God. I relive that every single night. You're amazing. I know you still are, too, because I see you.
Mm-mm.
Run.
That's so
run,
scary.
Run, lady, scary. Run.
What? Written by Craigslist user Forever Alone.
Oh,
how is it? So her ex is following her everywhere for 18 years?
It's not even ex. I think this is just like a guy who got to make out with a chick one time at night.
And has been following her for 18 years?
Yeah.
What a nut.
Yeah.
That's oh my God. That's a long paragraph.
That is.
Oh, that's, I've insane. Never written that much.
It is
never.
Life.
Never.
Combined.
Oh.
I must have been a real good kisser.
She was something.
Someone needs to alert this lady. Someone this needs lady to is. Alert this lady. She is in danger.
It is crazy that you could have someone obsessing over you like that and not know it.
I'm sure she knows it. I bet this isn't the
only. Yeah. Like you think that, oh, she's.
You know what, though? If you kiss someone once 18 years ago,
yeah, uh-huh.
You probably forget them.
You forget them, yeah. Well, yeah. But do you think, like, he's stalking her in other ways?
Oh, like, this isn't the
this
only
isn't
one.
This isn't the only way. Like, social
blocked.
Media.
Yeah, he's.
Showing up at her place.
Mm. He definitely shows up but at yeah, all the things that she does.
You know, right. She has to know.
If she doesn't, think. Someone should tell her.
Maybe. Wow.
Because I think she's in danger.
Oh, well, he says where and he sees
but,
her.
Yeah. Yeah, he says where he sees her. And he also says, like, why didn't you wave? Like,
I walked over to you, but you rushed off.
Yeah, in terror.
Right.
So she knows. She's like, oh, God, this guy.
This guy. But she doesn't know this.
Probably.
No, my God, no. Oh, God, that's so weird to think of someone reading that about themselves.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of like a, it's kind of a thing. Like, there's nothing you can really do to stop a crazy person no. like that.
No.
You know? That person needs massive help.
I'm so entertained by these missed connections. I never on my own just sit there and read them. Only
no.
when we're on the
yeah.
show. But
yes.
it's
yeah.
so entertaining, really.
Oh, because it's. It's nuts to people roll the dice like this. Looking for grandma at Hollywood Market. I saw grandma. You shopping, grandma. You were wearing a very nice dress. I was the older guy. We exchanged glances. Would like to know more.
You know what never changes for a guy, no matter how old you get, is if a chick looks at you, you are, that's it.
Don't look at anyone.
Don't
ladies.
You can't. Ladies, don't even look shopping. At us.
Don't look at us.
Don't look.
That's so
you
crazy.
You can't even look
as
at us.
As a woman, you can't look at us because we will think that you were the... like we didn't click on this cute woman in black Porsche. We were facing each other at the red light and waved when we passed in front of each other. My car wants to meet your car. It wants to have a coffee or a drink with your car.
That's probably two Porsche people.
I think this guy just wants to bang the car.
He might.
Yeah, he's into
he
it.
He might.
Tonight at this bar, you liked my shirt.
Oh my God.
You were very cute. You made a comment about the shirt I was wearing. I would like to meet you.
You probably said something funny on
just,
it.
You can't
yeah.
talk to us.
Don't,
you can't look at
don't.
Us. You can't talk to us or look at us.
Don't.
Come on.
And here's another question. Someone was like, I met you at the Amsterdam airport. It's
are they
it's
from
in
here?
The Detroit.
Yes, so they, she, he knew she was headed here.
Okay, all right.
Girl in the yellow Crocs at Tropical Smoothie.
The yellow Crocs.
We'll stay away from her.
The yellow Crocs were sexy.
You always seem interested every time I come in. You're very pretty, but I didn't ask you if you were free or single. Like, I'm in daily with my tall sister to get whatever. All I know is you usually wear yellow Crocs and you drive a Ford Fusion.
You already know too much.
Isn't that the truth?
It was more than you know about.
Isn't that the truth? The yeah. second you start to lay on someone like, well, I know you always wear this type of shoes and that this is the car that you drive, you're instantly a psycho, right?
Yes.
So the
like
person in
level.
Yellow Crocs right now in a red Fusion is like,
it,
oh,
it should be
no.
very afraid.
Looking down at the yeah. shoes.
Because it's one me. Chick. Because there's one
there's
chick
one
right
chick,
now.
Who works at Tropical Smoothie
yeah.
in yellow Crocs and yeah. a red Ford.
There's, all she wants to do is make some smoothies and go to college. You know,
that's
she's going to deal with this guy.
That's it.
Exactly.
And she's wearing
college tuition.
She's wearing the Crocs because she thinks this is the most unsexiest shoe I could
exactly.
possibly wear. No one will be into this.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Like
I'm
repellent
in
repellent. Yeah. And, you know, that's what women wear yeah. when they don't want.
Exactly.
Want
my feet are in yellow Crocs. I'll be fine at work.
No, nope. Lisa, not even then.
No,
don't look at us. Don't comment
go
on
down.
Us.
Go down. There's something
don't
else
talk to
about
us.
Crocs. Go down.
What? There cannot be another thing about Crocs.
I might have misread something when
oh,
I was
okay.
flying by.
I can search for Crocs, I think.
In missed connections.
No, just the
no,
one.
Just the
so
one.
Many okay. in stores, right. different stores. Couple concerts, gas
yeah.
stations.
People are doing this.
Oh, man, a Field Dollar Tree pickup?
Yeah.
You helped carry my kayak. You were wearing a black one piece with the cutest little behind.
Oh, God, you creep.
I know I seemed preoccupied and didn't thank you properly. Please accept my apologies. I know that I'd love the opportunity to thank you with a smile. You were short of blonde, God. Very pretty, heart of gold, I'm sure. You were sitting
heart of gold.
So here's the thing.
You don't care about her gold. You just care about her ass.
Yeah. That's the thing. So let's say you helped me carry my kayak.
Sweet little ass.
Okay, you did. And I was like, wow, that chick is super cool. If I'm going to write anything to try and meet you, I can't be like, listen, you were super cool. Ass. You had a hot little ass on you. I can't. I'm trying to meet you.
And why do I feel this one's like a big girl wrote this?
I think your name's John, I think. I come by there. The Taco Bell, by the way. This is a missed encounter at Taco Bell. I'm way too shy to flirt, but I almost gave you my number a few times. You're so cute. I'm interested. Well, if you're interested as well, you can reach me at this number.
The guy that's texting
or
you guys.
Give me a sign next time you see me.
Give me a sign.
Yeah.
A wink.
John in my local Taco Bell. He's a cool dude.
Oh, is he?
Just want to know if he wants to hang out.
You're just trying to get a guy to make you Taco Bell at home.
Josh around in the hot tub. As long as he brings over some cheesy gorditas. Watch some WWE wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay, so the takeaway from all of this. If you're a lady, don't talk to a guy. Don't look at a guy. Don't comment on his shirt. Nothing.
No.
And listen, you're a guy, don't post on Craigslist misconnections because we all assume you are a psychopath.
But also, don't, please, for the love of God, don't try and find too much out about a girl.
And don't give them a Frankenstein napkin.
It worked. I'm not mad at that.
It did not work.
It kind of worked. I got that chick's number, boys. I know you said it was going to not work, but it did. She's texting me. Hold on. I got to take another.
Is that a duck face selfie, dude?
Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to impress her. Man, my eyes are crossed, so I don't know what's going on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You look fresh, Chuck. What did you do?
Oh, he's giving you he's hitting on you, I think.
He's hitting on you.
I think you're right. Well, I took a shower. I manscaped.
He's hitting on you, I think.
My manscaped. Yeah, I mean, I let Jave shave me.
Well, I can't see your bits. You were on the ball earlier, and you look fresh.
Rowan needed a haircut yesterday, and it was on me to go get him a haircut, so... Yeah. When I go to the place, you know, he's actually really cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he's actually cool. So he goes to cool places. Mm-hmm. I don't normally. I go to my bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so I was in a cool place and just had, like, people who know what they're doing just trim my beard up.
Trim you up.
That's scary to let somebody trim your beard. It's scary to me to let somebody trim my beard.
Well, you know what you're doing? You have an idea in your head how you want your own face to look.
Yeah.
Right? And then someone else has an idea of how they want it to look. Mm-hmm. And you're really sort of taking your hands out of it. You're right. Like, okay, well, sculpt
me.
Yeah.
And
so this isn't exactly how I would have done it myself if I had any talent, but I'm fine with it. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I had a girl botch my beard one time. It was horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
these guys aren't going to botch it ever, but like they're, you know.
Just like getting your haircut. Sometimes you're like, that's not what I would have done.
Yeah.
Dave likes it.
Yeah, he's obviously turned on.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
You got me aroused on a Friday.
Yeah, like, I mean. I don't blame him. I mean, I should have worn my short shorts.
Okay, all right. Let's not get ridiculous. I can just tell you, like, you look fresh without wanting to touch your dong. Okay?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
simple. You look fresh.
Thank you.
Like you've been refreshed.
Thank you.
That's it. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Man, you can't say anything in here.
Yeah. No.
You really can't.
You probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't. No.
Yeah.
It's you got a nice great style. Set of pants on.
Hey, your nuts are looking great today.
Yeah, you can't really.
Beautiful it's NASA tough. Shirt.
Thank you. It's tight in all the right spots.
It is. It really. Yeah.
Lisa looking good today. How you doing?
I like that color on you, Lisa. Looking lovely in olive.
In olive.
Looks like that's olive, right?
That is olive.
I guess so. It's, olive. It's a new sweater. Yeah.
Seems olive-y.
No, it's sweater season.
My wife is into like, oh, it's so gross. Speaking of olives, her favorite drink is a extra dirty martini with blue cheese olives in it.
Yeah.
So what imagine the hell is that?
I tried to drink a dirty martini.
In the middle of an olive. Yeah.
I tried to drink one recently and I can't get behind this one. It's hard.
They're just booze in a glass with an olive in it. What's the secret?
Olives. So I think that's probably her motivation too. She likes olives.
She loves any like just like my kid. Like he drinks olive juice, right? Amber's they're very similar.
Yeah.
Right.
So she loves the flavor of it, but. I took a sip. One of my blue cheese, I can handle a tiny bit of. I don't want to drink
it. It's a powerful cheese.
It is powerful.
I can eat like a blue cheese burger.
Yeah.
Where there's they put it on a burger.
Right.
I can handle that.
Kind of broken down a bit. Like not in your face. But this is like blue cheese and olive juice.
How many olives does she put inside?
Generally, it's three.
Oh, okay.
She loves them.
Yeah, and when I made mine, I just ended up eating the olives, and I was like, all right, I'm kind of done with this.
I could just ask for olives.
It's crazy to me that it's like a girl drink, you know, like a martini. Yeah. Like it's like a girl drink, but like it's so powerful.
Like it's like a girl drink, but then they made it James Bond.
Is it really
drink.
A girl drink?
I don't think
drink?
It is.
I think it's definitely not.
I feel like the glass is very...
It's a classy kind of drink.
A vodka martini is a man's drink.
Yeah.
Cosmo or something.
Like women don't typically.
Yeah. Like I only drink pure chocolate martinis.
Yeah.
Oh God, I got sick of chocolate martinis.
Like a chocolate
martini. Do you have a martini that tastes
put it in
mint?
A dirty glass.
Yeah.
Yuck.
No, I don't drink any martinis.
Yeah. I can't.
And she has a one dirty rule.
Yeah, you said that.
Right. Because she did two once and it was a nightmare.
Bombed.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Bombed.
Good rule.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, anyway.
Yeah, but no, I've seen people on Instagram, you know, like everyone's posting their drinks or whatever. You'll like scroll through and see them. And I've seen people with what looks like 12 olives inside of one.
I'm like, because I just want the olives.
Just olives.
Amber would love it. If they gave her that many, she'd take it.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect for her. All right. So we get an email here from someone who said, I work in a restaurant. It's known for its older clientele. But this week, we literally had a guest die in the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Well, that's not good. It's like a Bob Evans type place or something, you think?
Just a sunshine skillet, please.
It's a buffet for sure.
During our dinner rush with a packed house, we had a man drop dead at the table, and it was incredibly obvious he was gone. Multiple people attempted to get a pulse with zero luck. Paramedics showed up within minutes, and even after attempting life-saving techniques, we all watched the ambulance sit outside for 20 minutes after they initially took him out there. So it's obvious they couldn't revive him.
Yeah.
All that aside, the other two people he was dining with came back inside and proceeded to finish their meal.
That's not the first soldier lost.
That's how old people do it.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, well, you want us to enjoy it.
That's a shame about Hubert.
Well, you knew he was in a lot of trouble.
He's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But at least he got his sunshine skillet.
He was happy.
Oh,
you're gone? You're gone? You're gone?
No,
heartburn.
No, that
heartburn.
Was just heartburn.
Heartburn.
That was just a little bit of
heartburn.
A little bit of GERD.
I thought so. You're still looking great.
Thanks.
Getting around.
That's what they always say. You're getting around. You're getting around pretty good.
I always say that to old people.
Yeah.
You're getting around pretty good.
You do.
We should say that to each other. Chuck's getting
eventually
around pretty
we will.
Good.
Yeah, we
I
will.
Feel like that already. I like watched, you know, I've got that stupid thing, that doorbell, you know, that like shows you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you don't realize is when you go to get something, it'll say, hey, I saw a big fat ass, you know, like walk out to get the mail or whatever. And I like watched myself on video and I'm like, oh, man.
You watched yourself?
I already walk like I'm in pain.
You do?
You walk like an old man? I haven't noticed that.
I walk like a man. Well, because I am in pain.
So, when you walk in here, you don't look like you're in pain. I don't feel the need to say.
You should. You should because when there's a day it looks like I can get around pretty good, it's pretty good.
Most of the time you're sitting, though, really. You don't get up. Right, you get up to go to the bathroom maybe once during the show and maybe get a drink of water, and that's it. You sit there the most out of any of us.
I've made an effort to get up every commercial break.
Oh. Yeah, I get up every commercial break.
But Chuck doesn't. Chuck just lingers on YouTube.
So we don't know. Like, so at home, you were probably even more comfortable, like, just no one, you know, with yourself. And
right.
Just, like, no one's around.
Exactly.
You could just be you.
Just me. And so it caught me a little off guard because I waddled out to my...
Because you saw your old man walk.
No, how was your walk? Did you just do it? Was that how you...
Well, no, like it just...
Can you just recreate it?
I don't know if you can.
It was like a painful song.
Because I don't know.
Is it your back?
It's my legs, back.
You kind of bent over?
Stop it. Just everything about me. It's my whole crap body. just building up a...
So that was what startled you a little bit.
I was like, that's how I look to everybody. Mm. Well, that's not good.
Oh, no.
Don't watch yourself.
I mean, it's tough, but that thing, it'll send you a video, and then it's like, you know, we're going to save this video for 5 days.
No.
So,
I don't want that then.
I mean, I like it. It's a cool thing, you know.
But this morning, Chuck, looks like you're getting around pretty good.
Getting
around pretty good.
I must have. I think I moved enough yesterday. I was like on the go enough.
Got to get moving.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Your joints going.
Got to get moving,
You do.
You know, if you just sit there, your joints fail.
No, but it's true, though. It honestly is.
Yeah.
I feel so much better after I move.
Yeah.
I don't have pain.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to get out there moving more. So back to the dead person.
Yeah, this person died. Do you think that they were not relatives? Because if you're related, I think you kind of go.
Yeah, it's just like three old people out for dinner together or something.
Like, it was like my late grandma's Arby's crew. She had an Arby's crew.
Oh, like an Arby's crew.
You think they back and ate after the Arby's?
They all died. She outlived them all.
Yeah.
I remember my dad goes, I tried to get your goddamn grandma Arby's certificates, but all her friends went tits up.
Oh, they all.
I was like, wow, what a gentle way to put that, Father.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jesus.
So when one would die, the remaining would still hit Arby's. They'd still hit Arby's. They're not going to stop.
One by one, they drop.
That's a pretty old place to go for an elderly person.
You're damn
Arby's.
Right it is.
Bold. Yeah, she was a bold lady.
You don't see that.
She would go like every day. She'd get up at like 6 a.m. and then go to the YMCA and do water aerobics and water volleyball with her crew.
That's good.
And then they'd go to Arby's and have their lunch.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And their coffees and things. And one by one, they drop like flies till she had nobody left. Aww. She just outlived them all.
Andy,
then, like a cowboy, she just moved to California.
Right.
Yeah. I think if one of her friends had a drop dead at Arby's while they were there, they wouldn't have just continued on with their roast beef and cheddar, right?
I don't know. I feel they would have been. I think they would have removed her. They would have at least got to-go stuff.
Yeah, they could have took it.
They don't for sure. I think that's 100%.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah. Sure.
This place 100%. Doesn't sound like you'd
No, it was actually like a sit-down regular restaurant. She said, though, I've been incredibly disturbed that these two other people came back in to finish their meals when that guy died. Do you guys think that's normal?
I don't think it's normal.
I
would be disturbed to see that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
even if I'm at the next
table
and a guy just died,
I'm
disturbed.
It's time to go.
Yes.
Somebody just died there.
I saw it in Vegas. I saw like a whole family sort of get ushered away. That guy was dead for sure, 100%. And everyone just was like, oh, sweet. I get to move up in line.
Yeah.
No one cared.
That's sad.
No one cared. I know I didn't care.
You just tell yourself he didn't die. I think those people are fine. He's okay.
I was like, guys, he's dead. He's dead, and they shuffled him into a tunnel.
Well, you guys make me a promise right now that if I ever die while we're eating a meal, you just keep eating.
Soldier on my
promise. To keep going? All right.
And then tell the authorities.
I promise. I'll eat
my corpse.
I'll eat some of yours.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Break bread with my corpse.
I hope it happens at Taco Bell because that's probably the easiest spot I'll be able to continue my meal.
Yeah. Can we throw like a tablecloth over you?
No.
No, we just got to
eat. Don't even close my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll allow you to put old-timy coins on my eyes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's better. At least you won't be staring at
the coins.
Yeah.
I eat pretty fast, so I could,
you can
hurry
do
up.
It.
Oh, he's dying!
All right, quick, quick, quick! He's dead.
Especially we thought he was getting around pretty good.
Yeah.
he wasn't good. Getting around pretty good.
By the way, just like you, Chuck, this guy said, I just saw myself on my Ring doorbell. I was like, holy fat ass.
Yeah, it's funny, man. It's funny. Don't watch yourself. I'll just say that. Don't watch yourself when you don't realize. I think when you're in public, you like carry yourself a different way.
For sure. That's what I was saying. Like you're more comfortable at home.
You have a walk, you know, like I've got like a probably what I think is like
a
cool
walk.
I think I have a cool walk.
Like I have a cool walk. A special walk.
That I think.
George Jefferson? Like what do you mean?
Like a strut?
Not that cool.
A strut. No, that you should.
Not that cool.
You should start
that. But I mean, I make sure that I don't look like a dumbass when I'm walking, especially if I'm like have nice pants on and like some boots. Or whatever.
You wear nice pants.
You don't wear nice pants.
You know, if I'm in jeans. Jeans is nice pants to me.
Yeah, no, I know.
So if I've got my jeans and boots on, like I just had to wear them to go to a concert.
Is nice.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
If I don't have to tie them.
So you carried yourself differently?
I carry myself.
In your jeans.
But this was just me in like shorts and just.
Like when you come in here.
Yeah, and just not thinking, like not trying to impress, not trying to like carry myself in any kind of just like, you know,
that's not
good. And I wasn't ready for it. I was like, boy, if I'm not paying attention,
so you just look like a fat crab walking.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit, like a hurt fat, like a seagull like come down and grab me,
took one of your legs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like a seagull would have been like, oh, there's one.
Look at that weak one.
Yeah. Definitely would have been dead.
I do think you should start the George Jefferson walk.
Absolutely, well, it's tough. I mean, you know, the thing is, it doesn't translate very well to just a stocky white guy.
Do you even know how to do it?
Let's see.
That's interesting. he's got. He's like,
do you have a video of it, Dave?
Let's look up here. George Jefferson.
It's got like
walk.
That's pretty good.
Swagger.
That's pretty good.
I think I can do it. I watched it on reruns, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually.
Oh, they were teaching a white guy how to do it.
There you go, Dave.
Like George, then walk this way.
Easy. I don't know what this is gonna.
Oh,
it's
I know.
Just a Nick at Night promo.
Oh, Chuck, you gotta walk like this.
So his hand goes behind him a little bit.
Yeah.
Got a little bit. Oh, you were okay. Yeah. I feel like that's Dave there.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
You're comparing me to
that guy is
crusty
totally,
white guy
that
from
guy
the
is
Jefferson.
Totally Dave.
Are you kidding?
That guy was
How
based
rude.
Off of Dave. In fact, I think Dave might have watched and been like, that's exactly how I want to turn out.
You stop it.
That's exactly how I want to. Well, you know, he's cool. He's like, he's hip. He's hip at a crazy time in the 70s. Mm-hmm. His like best buddy was a black guy who lived next door.
Andy, did you ever see any of this at all?
No.
You not even on reruns?
No, I didn't watch. I didn't watch the Jeffersons. I don't know.
Yeah,
I watched
no
some Nick at Night stuff a long time, like when I was a little kid. But that wasn't that wasn't one of them.
Apparently, there was an episode.
Don't blame
this
that
is, I know I can't play this one, but I mean, back in the 70s, I guess
the 70s,
a fellow black man said to George Jefferson, "You crazy?" And
what
mom,
are you
did he
do?
Say that? He didn't say. I don't remember.
I think it was okay then.
Well, I mean.
Don't say.
Chappelle
don't play.
Would do it.
I'm
Chappelle
not gonna play. I'm not gonna play or say, Lee's. Don't play. Don't say.
Don't play. Don't say.
I gotta remind
you. Don't bring up. Don't play. Don't say.
Lisa
don't
have bring up.
Lisa had both her arms going like an air traffic controller. Just
James, don't play. Don't say.
Because I was like, James, like you know what? I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna say it so you understand the concept of what we're talking. I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna say it because they said it.
No. He makes you real nervous with his.
He's like, I don't know if I might fall and click it.
Yeah,
let's listen.
Offend everybody.
Did he really do it? Did he really say it? My guess is, yep.
You crazy N-bomb.
No, Dave.
No.
Play, don't say.
Don't play, don't say.
Don't bring it up.
He makes me nervous as one over here.
Oh, my God. Well, you never know what he's done last night. He could have been up to whatever.
All right,
you know?
Relax.
He could have been up all night. He told me I'm attractive today.
No, stop it.
It's already weird.
It's my wife's birthday.
It's so see, weird. So you got sex.
Stop it.
He had sex, so he's happy. He's too happy.
Mm-hmm.
She probably did everything.
All right.
Today's Amber's birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Yeah. It was her birthday, not mine.
Oh, so what'd you give her for a gift?
Okay, relax.
I think you know.
Tonight. Don't play, don't say. Don't play, don't say.
I was like, shut up, guys. You're making me nervous.
Lisa might as well have had flags.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, don't play, don't say.
Air traffic controller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To make sure I don't play anything bad. But I am curious. Off the air, we'll listen to see if they actually said you crazy and mom on the job.
I'm sure they
did. Not. You think they did?
I think
no
they did.
Way.
I bet they did.
Someone said they used the N-word in honky all
well,
the time.
I know they knew that. Not the N-word part.
I didn't know about the N-word part.
Not at all.
In fact, like, I don't have any, I watched a ton of the Jeffersons because it was in reruns when I had like a black and white TV in my room as a kid.
So you just hold up in there and watch the Jeffersons?
I would stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I'd watch like, it was like the Jeffersons at super late at night. It was like 1950s.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like...
Happy Days and stuff.
No. God, what was the moon...
Oh, the honeymooners.
The honeymooners were on at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
The mooners.
I was like, honeymooners.
That's why I was like,
the honeymooners.
Yeah, the honeymooners were on.
Yeah,
and it was like that's when I knew. Oh man, I gotta go to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I used to watch like Dragnet and Get Smart.
Oh yeah, see, like I didn't. Mine was even older than that because I'm old. But
Cameron's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hey, Cameron. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, yeah, I was also calling to say that they actually said the N-word on Good Times, the episode of Good Times one time. James Evans said it. And then one time, Fred Sanford had to go to court, and this white guy was arresting a lot of black people, like giving them traffic tickets.
Yeah.
Fred Sanford actually said it in court, too.
See, it was a different time.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Exactly.
All right. I also think, though, that on shows like that, they were doing it on purpose. They were like, it was to... you know, shed light on a social issue. They realized they had a platform to do this. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of that in the 70s going on.
Did you watch Sanford and Son?
I did.
Yeah.
Because that was also on
reruns.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Really funny.
Trying to think if that show had a Dave on it.
No.
Not every show has a Dave, and there's no such thing as a Dave.
I don't think it had a Dave. I don't think it did.
People are like, Dave's totally the neighbor from the Jeffersons. In his show, his wife had darker skin, too.
Oh, come on.
See, there you go.
Relax.
Jeez. Yep, you just need you George basically Jefferson became as a best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to find
sweet.
Yeah. You want that.
I want a George Jefferson best friend. Come on.
It is. It's your life. A little bit.
Don't play, don't say, Lisa
don't
Way.
Don't play, don't say.
Don't play, don't say.
All right, this other email came in. They said I had to share my story on something someone did during sex that guaranteed I would never see them again. First time I was offered a beeger, I thought, oh, this is going to be awesome. Believe it or not, I was older, but I'd never experienced that before. I had seen porn, so I was kind of prepared for what was about to happen. Clothing came off. She was about to go downtown. But she started legitimately blowing on me. As if she was making a wish on a dandelion.
That's crazy. Happened to one of my friends.
Yeah?
Yep.
The very odd breeze made my manhood act like it was cold on Groundhog's Day.
Mm.
Back in it went. It did not come out again.
Yep.
That's an unfortunate
thing. I think it's a weird thing that happens every once in a while.
Well, I mean, if we're honest, it should be called a suck job.
It's true.
Dave Hunter. He's not wrong.
Come on. I'm just saying.
Not wrong.
If we are totally honest, how did it get
it's
called?
It's a very deceiving name.
BJ. It should be SJ.
Yeah. Yeah. I've often thought that. But I never said it on the radio.
Dave finally did.
Well, maybe it's about time. You know?
Maybe.
Oh my god, this guy's a mess.
He just hit his hand on the mic. He did. He just broke his fingers.
He's going to get workers' comp now.
He's on workers' comp.
Microphone.
He's on workers' comp.
Okay, do you need an ice pack?
Sorry, Amber. There'll be no digital play.
Don't say.
We know he's going to rely on his oral skills anyway.
I know, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he will. He agrees.
But don't we all? We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
SJ.
About?
SJ.
I don't know the origins of why they call it.
Let's find out.
Why is it called a blue job?
Blow your ape. Tell us, Google.
When there isn't any blowing. See, lots of people think it.
Fuck job.
Yeah, it's like a middle school question.
Yeah, it is. I just remember
middle
like, why
school
would they,
question.
Shall they like blow on it? I don't understand the purpose.
So that's funny, but fellatio means to...
Fellatio means to suck. Mm-hmm. In the 17th century, blow meant to bring someone to orgasm.
Whoa.
That's why it's called a blowjob.
So it's been called that...
Since the 17th century.
Man, those things are awesome and old.
They've and in the same time period, the 17th century, a blowsy meant a down-on-her-luck woman, which she'd probably blowsy you. But it wasn't until 1930 that they applied it to fellatio.
Oh. Man, I bet that first cave woman who tried that out was a hit. She was a hit, I bet.
She was a hit, and I bet that those wieners were so nasty.
Well, oh, sure. Cave wieners?
Yeah,
cave
you wieners, don't, dude. You don't.
Prehistoric cave wieners?
Just. You don't do it unless it rained. Yeah, then you do.
There's
yeah.
another explanation here is that it's also derived from Victorian prostitute slang referring to a below job, like below the belt.
Mm. Oh.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
Going down for a below job.
Yeah. That's So.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting, it is an interesting thing, but it's weird when something retains a name that was given in the 17th century that just doesn't mean the same stuff anymore.
I just,
you know.
The 17th century people were so gross.
That's if I have a computer keyboard from the 80s, it's so freaking loud. Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
We're not going to defend any of it.
I don't know. I don't know if
I can't even get a mouse that clicked quietly.
No. Yeah, no.
Dave types. He's the loudest. He types with fury. That's Dave typing. That's him normal typing.
Stop
He's
it.
A furious typer.
Don't like, get him self-conscious about his mouse anymore, because we've been hearing about that a lot.
Self-conscious about my mouse.
He is.
He's chipping away.
Dude, we hear a lot about it, don't we? Every couple weeks, he's like, this goddamn thing is louder than Hades. It doesn't work. The scroll thing works for everyone else, but not me. Like, people are like, well, we'll check it out. And they come in, they're like, well, that's scrolling.
Up, it's not, though. It
down,
doesn't.
Up, down.
See, don't get them started.
Dave touches it, and it doesn't work.
I got to do stuff on the fly around here. It's hard
weird.
When your equipment's
it's
from
weird.
1987.
This is bad stuff.
Just let me look something up.
You're faster than this guy.
I am.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
This guy's too slow to be you, because Dave's like,
he hits them hard, too.
Yep.
I do. I hit with fury.
He does.
Let's go to Anonymous
in
Tampa. Hey, Anonymous, what's up?
Hi. So I had a story about a sexual act that guaranteed you'll never see them again. So I met up with this guy off, like, a dating website. I think it was Tinder. And he brought some drinks. So we were drinking, everything was like cool, relaxed. We went back to his place. And, you know, one thing led to another. We just started getting down and dirty, whatever.
Yeah.
When I went down on him, everything was super relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I let out, like, probably the biggest fart I've ever
you
done
bitch.
In my life.
Wow. Very nice, woman. Wow. Very nice, my lady.
Wow.
That,
boy. That's tremendous.
How dare you call me?
How dare you call us?
But you did it again.
What a hard place to be for that
James
fella.
James is always that relaxed.
Oh, my.
All the time.
You, wow. You're up early for a filthy lady
yes.
of the night, let me tell you.
Time to go to bed.
All right.
Go to sleep.
Thanks for listening. Thanks
have
for calling
a good,
in.
Have
Thanks
a good
for
sleep.
Sharing.
Watch your beehole.
Yeah.
Keep it. Yeah. Keep it.
Shouldn't even share that story ever again.
No, come on, madam.
Imagine if
funny.
You farted on some guy. You'd never tell that story again. Come on, ladies.
It never happened. That's what.
And to make an effort to call in to share your tale.
Yeah.
What?
She went through several layers.
Yeah. She waited.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is wild.
Mm-hmm.
As that guy, it's just like, wow, such mixed emotions.
Yeah, because you're... Because that's happening.
Because it's happening, and that's very
pleasant. But then it's like...
But then it's like, why'd you do that? What's going on down there?
Oh, my God. And I just have to assume it was bad.
The schmeal.
Yeah,
the
I have to assume.
Oh, the schmeal is what was the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to encourage her not to call in again.
At least it was just off of a dating website.
Jason the Jew, who took the call, said his eyes lit up like a menorah candle. Yeah, don't tell her to never call in. Can you imagine the story she has?
Please keep calling.
Mm. Yeah, she's got a million stories.
Yeah, she should call.
She had a real dry delivery about it.
Yeah, no, we love people like you around here. Real filthy bitches. This show thrives on them.
Yeah,
so thanks for listening.
I just
call again.
Dave did call her a filthy night, a woman of the night or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he's always, he goes to like 18th century prostitute names these days.
Yep.
You're a
charlatan.
Night walker. Red light.
Yeah.
Leave the red light on.
Roxanne, you filthy Roxanne tramp.
All right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.